Economic stimulus money continues to head to Alaska, now through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Interior Department announced yesterday that the state will receive more than $10 million for Fish and Wildlife Service projects in the coming months. Spokesman for the Alaska region, Bruce Woods, says the agency will fund 88 projects at refuges and other public lands.
It's a huge range of things, from habitat management or habitat restoration in order to protect specific species or in order to protect specific habitats, to some really mundane backlogs of maintenance work on Alaska refuges.
Woods says the projects were identified as priorities through the Fish and Wildlife Service's capital planning process. He says the exact amount of money that will be allocated is still in flux, but the Eisenbach National Wildlife Refuge is expected to get the biggest chunk, more than $2 million.
It's for a number of things. I think a lot of it is going to try to install some wind generation capability to service the refuge at Eisenbach.
Woods says energy retrofits at refuges and offices will help save money and advance the Interior Department's goal of energy efficiency. Other big budget projects include more than $1 million for fish passage and salmon restoration projects from Anchorage to Fairbanks. More than $800,000 will go to the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, which stretches from the Arctic Ocean to the Aleutians and along the Southeast Panhandle. Woods says much of the money going to that refuge will be spent on habitat restoration efforts, which he's particularly enthusiastic about.
We've done a lot of work down there in eliminating invasive foxes, eliminating invasive rats, and I think the potential for a rebirth in some of those just hugely rich and hugely exciting seabird ecosystems is some of the most exciting stuff we're doing here in Alaska.
In addition to news about the stimulus funds for fish and wildlife, the Interior Department announced over the weekend that Alaska will receive more than $6.8 million through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. A little more than half is for road and bridge repair, and the rest is coming through the Housing Improvement Program to help build new homes for rural families. Senator Mark Begich's office says the housing funds will be distributed based on community need and ability to get projects done quickly. The road maintenance money is going to more than 30 communities to repair roads under the Interior Department's jurisdiction. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is infusing more than $780 billion into the U.S. economy in an attempt to jumpstart it and to create jobs. Alaska is expected to receive about $1 billion total.